Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallás utáni értés, angol, felsőfok, C1 szint. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. C1, felsőfok.
Pope followed tight schedule in Australia.
Pope Benedict XVI had a tight agenda for his trip to Australia last month, says the coordinator for the 2008 World Youth Day. Auxiliary Bishop Anthony Fisher of Sydney said this in comments to the press Friday upon the Vatican's review of the Pope's itinerary for the 23rd International World Youth Day, held July the 15th to the 20th in Sydney, Australia. Bruce Gibson, a youth worker from England, told us about the pontiff's visit to the land down under.
The Pope had a very tight agenda on his first trip to Australia, and many of the meetings were requests from the Holy Father himself. He very much wanted some of the specific meetings that were planned to connect with the whole spectrum of Australian youth and of the rest of the world. Benedict XVI began his journey to Australia on Sunday, July 13th, at the Richmond Royal Australian Air Force Base, located northwest of Sydney. The first papal public event was a welcome ceremony at Sydney's Government House, after which the Holy Father visited the Blessed Mary MacKillop Memorial Chapel. Sister Mary MacKillop, 1848-1909, together with Father J.T. Woods, founded the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. She is the only Australian to be beatified. Benedict XVI then visited Sydney's Admiralty House, where he met Australia's Governor General, Major General Michael Jeffrey, and met with the country's Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. In the afternoon, the Pope traveled by car to Sydney's Rose Bay, where he was welcomed with traditional songs and dances by a group of Aborigines. He then boarded the ship, Sydney 2000, and traveled by sea to Barangaroo, East Darling Harbour, where the pontiff delivered his first address to the youth pilgrims. Benedict XVI then participated in an ecumenical meeting in the crypt of St. Mary's Cathedral before going on to meet with some 40 representatives of other religions, including Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism. At midday, the Holy Father had lunch with 12 young people in the reception hall of St. Mary's Cathedral. In the afternoon, the Pope participated in the Stations of the Cross, which began in the square in front of the cathedral. He read the prayer after the first station, and then followed the remaining stations on television from the crypt of Sydney's St. Mary's Cathedral. In the evening, the pontiff met with a group of disadvantaged youth of the rehabilitation community of the University of Notre Dame. The meeting was held at the university's Sacred Heart Church in Sydney. On Saturday, July 19th, Benedict XVI celebrated Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral with Australian bishops, seminarians, and men and women religious, novices, and consecrated the new altar. The Mass was followed by a luncheon attended by the prelates and the papal entourage.
Excuse me, Bruce, but could you just tell us who were the people he met?
Yes. So after the Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, the Pope met Australian bishops, seminarians, and men and women religious novices. Oh, and then after the Mass, he had luncheon attended by the prelates and the papal entourage.
Thank you. And could you tell us something about the big vigil on the second day?
Yes, the Pope left St. Mary's at 6:30 for the World Youth Day Vigil at Randwick Racecourse. He delivered his second address to the Youth Day pilgrims and reflected on the theme of the event. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Before the closing Mass on Sunday morning, the pontiff did a flyover in a helicopter above the Southern Cross Precinct, Centennial Park, and Randwick Racecourse. Then, by Popemobile, he toured the same area. The final Mass began at 10 a.m., during which the Holy Father gave a homily. After the Mass, he recited the Midday Angelus. In the evening, Benedict XVI met with the benefactors and organizers of the youth event at St. Mary's Cathedral. On Monday, July 21st, the Pope thanked World Youth Day volunteers gathered at the Domain in Sydney and then headed to Sydney's International Airport for a farewell ceremony before heading off to Rome.
Okay, so thank you, Bruce.
Vegye elő a feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget, közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel. C1, felső fok.
Pope followed tight schedule in Australia.
Pope Benedict XVI had a tight agenda for his trip to Australia last month, says the coordinator for the 2008 World Youth Day. Auxiliary Bishop Anthony Fisher of Sydney said this in comments to the press Friday upon the Vatican's review of the Pope's itinerary for the 23rd International World Youth Day, held July the 15th to the 20th in Sydney, Australia. Bruce Gibson, a youth worker from England, told us about the Pontiff's visit to the land down under.
The Pope had a very tight agenda on his first trip to Australia, and many of the meetings were requests from the Holy Father himself. He very much wanted some of the specific meetings that were planned to connect with the whole spectrum of Australian youth and of the rest of the world. Benedict XVI began his journey to Australia on Sunday, July 13th, at the Richmond Royal Australian Air Force Base, located northwest of Sydney. The first papal public event was a welcome ceremony at Sydney's Government House, after which the Holy Father visited the Blessed Mary MacKillop Memorial Chapel. Sister Mary MacKillop, 1848-1909, together with Father J.T. Woods, founded the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. She is the only Australian to be beatified. Benedict XVI then visited Sydney's Admiralty House, where he met Australia's Governor General, Major General Michael Jeffrey, and met with the country's Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. In the afternoon, the Pope traveled by car to Sydney's Rose Bay, where he was welcomed with traditional songs and dances by a group of Aborigines. He then boarded the ship, Sydney 2000, and traveled by sea to Barangaroo, East Darling Harbour, where the Pontiff delivered his first address to the youth pilgrims. Benedict XVI then participated in an ecumenical meeting in the crypt of St. Mary's Cathedral before going on to meet with some 40 representatives of other religions, including Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism. At midday, the Holy Father had lunch with 12 young people in the reception hall of St. Mary's Cathedral. In the afternoon, the Pope participated in the Stations of the Cross, which began in the square in front of the cathedral. He read the prayer after the first station, and then followed the remaining stations on television from the crypt of Sydney's St. Mary's Cathedral. In the evening, the Pontiff met with a group of disadvantaged youth of the rehabilitation community of the University of Notre Dame. The meeting was held at the university's Sacred Heart Church in Sydney. On Saturday, July 19th, Benedict XVI celebrated Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral with Australian bishops, seminarians, and men and women religious, novices, and consecrated the new altar. The Mass was followed by a luncheon attended by the prelates and the papal entourage.
Excuse me, Bruce, but could you just tell us who were the people he met?
Yes. So after the Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, the Pope met Australian bishops, seminarians, and men and women religious novices. Oh, and then after the Mass, he had luncheon attended by the prelates and the papal entourage.
Thank you. And could you tell us something about the big vigil on the second day?
Yes, the Pope left St. Mary's at 6:30 for the World Youth Day Vigil at Randwick Racecourse. He delivered his second address to the Youth Day pilgrims and reflected on the theme of the event. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Before the closing Mass on Sunday morning, the Pontiff did a flyover in a helicopter above the Southern Cross Precinct, Centennial Park, and Randwick Racecourse. Then, by Popemobile, he toured the same area. The final Mass began at 10 a.m., during which the Holy Father gave a homily. After the Mass, he recited the Midday Angelus. In the evening, Benedict XVI met with the benefactors and organizers of the youth event at St. Mary's Cathedral. On Monday, July 21st, the Pope thanked World Youth Day volunteers gathered at the Domain in Sydney and then headed to Sydney's International Airport for a farewell ceremony before heading off to Rome.
Okay, so thank you, Bruce.
Pope followed tight schedule in Australia.
Pope Benedict XVI had a tight agenda for his trip to Australia last month, says the coordinator for the 2008 World Youth Day. Auxiliary Bishop Anthony Fisher of Sydney said this in comments to the press Friday upon the Vatican's review of the Pope's itinerary for the 23rd International World Youth Day, held July the 15th to the 20th in Sydney, Australia. Bruce Gibson, a youth worker from England, told us about the Pontiff's visit to the land down under.
The Pope had a very tight agenda on his first trip to Australia, and many of the meetings were requests from the Holy Father himself. He very much wanted some of the specific meetings that were planned to connect with the whole spectrum of Australian youth and of the rest of the world. Benedict XVI began his journey to Australia on Sunday, July 13th, at the Richmond Royal Australian Air Force Base, located northwest of Sydney. The first papal public event was a welcome ceremony at Sydney's Government House, after which the Holy Father visited the Blessed Mary Macalop Memorial Chapel. Sister Mary Macalop, 1848-1909, together with Father J.T. Woods, founded the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. She is the only Australian to be beatified. Benedict XVI then visited Sydney's Admiralty House, where he met Australia's Governor-General Major General Michael Jeffrey, and met with the country's Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. In the afternoon, the Pope traveled by car to Sydney's Rose Bay, where he was welcomed with traditional songs and dances by a group of Aborigines. He then boarded the ship, Sydney 2000, and traveled by sea to Barangaroo, East Darling Harbour, where the Pontiff delivered his first address to the youth pilgrims. Benedict XVI then participated in an ecumenical meeting in the crypt of St. Mary's Cathedral before going on to meet with some 40 representatives of other religions, including Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism. At midday, the Holy Father had lunch with 12 young people in the reception hall of St. Mary's Cathedral. In the afternoon, the Pope participated in the Stations of the Cross, which began in the square in front of the cathedral. He read the prayer after the first station, and then followed the remaining stations on television from the crypt of Sydney's St. Mary's Cathedral. In the evening, the Pontiff met with a group of disadvantaged youth of the rehabilitation community of the University of Notre Dame. The meeting was held at the university's Sacred Heart Church in Sydney. On Saturday, July 19th, Benedict XVI celebrated Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral with Australian bishops, seminarians, and men and women religious, novices, and consecrated the new altar. The Mass was followed by a luncheon attended by the prelates and the papal entourage.
Excuse me, Bruce, but could you just tell us who were the people he met?
Yes. So after the Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, the Pope met Australian bishops, seminarians, and men and women religious novices. Oh, and then after the Mass, he had luncheon attended by the prelates and the papal entourage.
Thank you. And could you tell us something about the big vigil on the second day?
Yes, the Pope left St. Mary's at 6:30 for the World Youth Day Vigil at Randwick Racecourse. He delivered his second address to the Youth Day pilgrims and reflected on the theme of the event. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Before the closing Mass on Sunday morning, the Pontiff did a flyover in a helicopter above the Southern Cross Precinct, Centennial Park, and Randwick Racecourse. Then, by Popemobile, he toured the same area. The final Mass began at 10 a.m., during which the Holy Father gave a homily. After the Mass, he recited the Midday Angelus. In the evening, Benedict XVI met with the benefactors and organizers of the youth event at St. Mary's Cathedral. On Monday, July 21st, the Pope thanked World Youth Day volunteers gathered at the Domain in Sydney and then headed to Sydney's International Airport for a farewell ceremony before heading off to Rome.
Okay, so thank you, Bruce.
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.